64 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. And time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are called steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight, higher amid seasonal tightening of supplies. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher, with top prices from $48 to $54. Peoria is called steady to a dollar higher today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, May 6th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,486. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $68 to $75.50. The weighted average was $72.79, a gain of $1.65 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.87 to $60. The weighted average was $57.75. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $22,454. The base price range was $62 to $79.03. The weighted average, $76.37, a gain of $1.46 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.78 to $62.50, and the weighted average was $59.28. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, I imagine that yesterday into the evening, a lot of field work stopped if you were in Iowa.
Definitely west of the Mississippi River, I'm sure the field work came to a screeching halt as rain fell about 85% of the western Corn Belt yesterday. Central Iowa through interior northeastern Iowa, the wettest with anywhere from 8/10 to 1 1/3 inches of rain. But I did see a report from Boone, Iowa, with 3 inches of not radar detected, but actual measured rain. So there have been pockets of extremely heavy rain. And Doppler radar did suggest much greater rain may have fallen in several counties between Ames and the Wisconsin border. Other locations in eastern Nebraska through southwestern Wisconsin picked up between 1/3 and just over 0.5 inch. Additional rainfall is likely. It does look like the eastern Iowa and through northwestern Illinois, many locations have picked up anywhere between 1/4 and just over 0.5 inch. And most of the eastern Midwest was dry yesterday. But today, it looks like these showers and thunderstorms are going to continue their march to the east. And in fact, right now we have a couple pockets of heavy rain, one from south-central Illinois in through eastern Missouri, and another area of moderate rainfall that has branched off from Iowa into north-central Illinois, and that is also pushing off to the east. Rain will expand across the lower Midwest today and through tomorrow with locally heavy amounts likely from portions of Kansas and Missouri through central Illinois and on into northern Ohio. Some flooding may occur across the area. Frequent waves of rain will continue to move through the Midwest during the weekend and most of next week, and that will result in very little field work unless you just happen to be one of the lucky ones where the heaviest precipitation mixes out or you have decent drainage in your fields. Any planting progress that takes place will be brief. Temperatures will also trend cooler for the next week or so. We will have deep, moderate warm-ups in between rain systems, but the general trend will be for below-average temperatures, and that will further slow the drying rate and prolong the delays in field work across portions of the nation. You know, Dave, I haven't talked much about the drought monitor lately, but there is still an area in the southeastern U.S. That is in considerable drought right now, and they do have some rain heading in that direction. Not a drought buster, but it will ease some of the dryness across the southeastern states. The most intense drought right now is in central Alabama, north central Alabama, but extreme drought does stretch all the way up from north central Alabama across northern Georgia and in through western South Carolina and a small part of North Carolina. Generally, dry conditions persist for the Carolinas and the northern portion of the southeast. It does look like planting delays will continue for next week through the northern delta through Virginia, as that region will see some frequent rainfall through the middle of the month. Areas to the south and east seeing much less precipitation that will favor planting. The forecast beyond the 15th of the month includes only scattered showers and planting conditions that should improve through the delta in the southeastern states, although cool temperatures will slow the drying of the topsoil there. High temperatures for the next week in the delta and the southeast will generally be in the 78 and 80s. A few 60s Friday and again early next week, again on the heels of the storm systems that roll through. But no general long-term cold is expected across the region. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 9:10, up 6 last trade, up 6 July, 864 unchanged last trade, up 3¾. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade open at 805½, down a half last trade, up 4¼. July 819 up 1 last trade, up a half. December 852 down 3/4 last trade, up a half. May corn open at 5.99½, up 4¾. Last trade up 6¼. July 6.06¼, unchanged. Last trade up 3½. December 6.23½, unchanged. Last trade up 3½. May beans opened at 12.68¼, up 3¾. Last trade up 10. July 12.80, up 3. Last trade up 3½. November 12.17, down a half, last trade up 1. July soybean meal opened at 327.80, unchanged. Last trade down 10. July soybean oil opened at 57.90, up 6. Last trade down 24. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Vince Renicky of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Morning, Dave.
We were chatting on the phone before coming on the air today about new crop corn prospects and looking at current prices and then looking at the guesstimate from the trade for Friday for new crop carry out of 685 million bushels. And the question is, are new crop futures, December futures, fairly priced if that indeed is the number?
Well, the first thing we have to say, I think, Dave, is that many would comment that it's impossible to get to that point, given that our pipelines need to stay full, or you know, there is a need to stay full. And at that point, we would be way beyond all of the bins being swept out, is what most would tell you. And so with that in mind, is today's DEIS corn value a fair value, assuming that the USDA confirms a number similar to that, let's say 700 million in carryout on corn? If that happens, I guess I would imagine that speculative influence would likely jump on the bandwagon again, influencing our prices to go higher. And likewise, we would see some of the commercials probably willing to look at the long side a little bit harder, mainly because of that number confirmation by the USDA, plus in our wet weather and you know, our slow corn planting progress. I think all those things snowball to the point where you know, we could look at higher corn numbers if the USDA confirms and our weather continues.
Well, if we then poke above 632, which has been sort of a benchmark of resistance that many of our analysts have pointed out to us, what do you think it might be worth to the upside if we settle above that number?
Yeah, the some of the technical counts that I've seen, if let's go, instead of using the December, let's use the July.
Okay.
The front month might be a little bit more reactive there. If we would look at some sort of a settle over 628.5 or something like that on the July, somewhere right in that neighborhood, that 628 neighborhood, I think then the next count that I saw was up above $7. So it just shows you that there's almost a dollar's worth of upside if we can settle over that 628 number. And I know at this point that's a pretty big struggle, in my opinion, with outside markets doing what they're doing, with gold, for example, being down as hard as it has been at this point, and the dollar being fairly strong. But then you have crude oil that's certainly supporting the corn price when you consider all the ethanol discussion and whatnot, and that is you know, because that crude oil keeps making new highs. So, that probably leads us into the next thing, and that is ethanol's not exactly been the poster child in Washington here as of late, or around the world for that matter. And that doesn't mean it's fair, but I guess I would remind all those farmers that are either in the field or listening today that we probably better focus our attention on our legislators to make sure that they know that it's not ethanol that's causing the food price issue, but rather, you know, our energy issue, our high crude oil prices.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and then get your opening calls for today.
Well, I think we'll see things much like they were last night. You know, beans should be fairly even coming out of the gate here this morning, up a little bit. Let's call them 1 to 3 higher on the nearby beans. And corn will look at 3, maybe 5 higher with a little bit of anticipation of reports on as we get towards the end of the week. Wheat, you know, wheat's kind of all over the board, and it's a tough one to call. But I look at a little bit positive. Let's call 5 higher on wheat this morning. And so that hopefully is, or that's how we think things might open this morning.
Thank you, Vince.
Have a good day, Dave.
Vince Renicki of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.